This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Whatever is on your mind here on this live Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
Oh, sorry, Melanie. Try that again.
Melanie.
And Mark.
It's working now. All right. So we had a guy on the line. I think his name was Barry or something like that. Anyway, he's gone now. He dropped off during the news break, and we'd invited him to stick around because he had called in and was complaining about, well, first he attacked the idea of secession, saying that that would never work, but then we sort of got off on other topics.
Not everybody on this show has the same feelings about secession. I think that states should have certainly more autonomy than they do now. I tend to agree with you on the concepts. A state should be able to secede. However, I don't think that it's particularly practical from, sort of in today's modern society. Secession doesn't make as much sense to me as a great deal of nullification.
Yeah, I mean, nullification is a fine first step on the way to secession, but ultimately I think that places are better off when they cut loose completely from their political masters. Regardless, that wasn't where the conversation went to. The conversation went to him complaining that he believes that people are starving.
He was complaining about the lack of social welfare in highly leftist cities.
In America, saying that Chicago and other San Francisco.
He said San Francisco
and Chicago. He was calling from Milwaukee, and he says he works at food programs in Milwaukee, but he also specifically cited Chicago and San Francisco, places where children are starving, is what he had claimed. They were going to sleep hungry, he says. And so we invited him to stick around. Oh, he's back. Here he is, Bobby in Milwaukee. I'm glad that that you called back, Bobby, because I wanted to know, you know, where were you driving at with your commentary about the alleged starvation happening in the United States? What do you want to see happen there?
I worked in Chicago for several years, volunteered there as well. Saw the same thing in both of those places where I worked. Chicago was a couple of few years. San Francisco Bay Area was 10 years. And I saw the same hunger night after night, year after year, in both of those cities, as well as Milwaukee is a smaller town. It's like a third-tier city. But Chicago is a big place. People from all walks of life, rich, poor. The most revealing, I think, that I'd ever seen was doing the Christmas dinner. You know, the community Christmas dinner. Anybody and everybody can come at Glide Methodist Memorial Church, which is kind of playing down their social service agency. Something like 6,000 people would come during their Christmas feast, and it would be all sorts of people that you'd never guess. The guy in the window at the teller from, you know, three or four different banks, they'd all be there. I mean, they'd get food stamps because it's so expensive to live there. Same as in Chicago, same as in Milwaukee, all sorts of people. These are not bad people. These are people living in systems that are structured to keep them right where they are. The social stature that a person is born to in the United States is almost certainly the highest they'll ever reach.
That's not true. There's a lot of evidence that stands in the way of that. Now, the social strata may not change as far as population, but people move through that strata through as they age. And there's, you know, evidence aplenty that that's true. It may be true that somebody who is illiterate working as a clerk or something like that is not going to move up very well, that they're going to have to do some kind of educating to better themselves. But I can, you know, I've got all kinds of organizations out there that'll give you all kinds of information on how people do move through the strata.
We're apparently looking at different information sources. Where do you arrive at such a, and this is kind of a harsh word, but such a cynical view of who America is populated with and what crummy, lazy, etc. creatures we are? Because it really comes across very strongly.
Sure. Well, I'm not saying that people are crummy or lazy, but I am saying that they're educated by the government, and the government sucks at it. So the Huffington Post, not exactly a conservative rag, if you'll get my drift.
God-hitting America bashing evil liberals. Ask anyone. Sorry.
Who's bashing evil liberals?
Ariana Huffington is God-hating America bashing evil liberal. Never mind. Go on. She was brought out by corporate interests, but I was being snarky.
Understood. This article is not exactly new, but I think it probably was when they were bought out. But the article says that 19-point-something% of graduates, not dropouts, graduates of the government school systems are functionally illiterate, and in some communities. I suspect they're ethnic communities. Those numbers are as high as 40%. Now,
Milwaukee has something like a 60% graduation rate. It's frightening.
Right.
One would presume
that the people that don't graduate have an even higher level of functional illiteracy. Now, let me ask you this. How can you give an organization, the government, the control over a child for 13 years, have them so abjectly fail in solving that problem, and then want the government to go in and solve more problems?
I want them to find what works, and then...
They can't! They don't have the incentives. I mean, even
I'm
Keynes
a perfect
would...
example that, it, that, in fact, public schools can work just fine if they're well-staffed and well-funded. I grew up in a suburb of Milwaukee.
You have the single best funded government school system in the world, better than any Scandinavian country you want to look at, and it still has the results that it has.
Which is to say inferior to the Scandinavian countries.
Far too erratic.
What's
public
erratic?
Public schools, the outcomes are incredibly erratic.
Yeah, sure.
If I look at my high school peers, we did very well because we had highly competent instructors, and they had plenty of financial and facility resources, the physical plant and equipment, to educate us. And most importantly, they wanted to. They weren't beaten down by the administration to try and toe the test line.
But the government school systems were failing before No Child Left Behind.
Our government, those are
They're not my government.
Schools.
You can have them because they stink. They're the
really?
Government to me.
So, okay, you got the government that you work for and pay for. It's
How can
our
I,
government, whether you like
no, no.
it or not.
I've
is.
Got the government that's imposed upon me.
Yeah, we're victims of that government. They force themselves upon us by the threat of violence. If we don't fund their operations, whether we like them or not, they're going to come and send men with guns after
us. I personally
don't
want to pay for war. I'm a Quaker. I'm a pacifist, and you can't give me one good reason why I should have to pay. Like, I'm responsible for the wars of this government. There's not one.
You take the benefit of being an American... There's a price to be paid for that. It used to be conscription. It still is an expectation that you're going to vote based on learning what the issues are.
So I
are
vote. Voted. None of my candidates have ever won.
Well, then it sounds like you need either better campaigning
vote
or
harder.
Better candidates.
You need to vote harder.
Voted for Carter? That was
That's
a resistance
vote.
Vote
harder. Harder. I was not old enough to vote for Carter.
Vote harder. Vote more frequently. Do it the way they do in Chicago. Vote
early,
vote often.
Yeah, because Chicago's working so well. It's got starving children, according to you.
So what are the benefits of...
The government is the most inefficient organizational model that the world has ever seen, and here you are advocating for it to do more. I advocate for it to do less.
My advocacy is that we do things better. Start by simplifying the nature of the problem.
Just hire the right people. Just hire the right bureaucrats.
I want to do it better,
right
too.
My objection isn't with the bureaucrats. Bureaucrats actually can do a pretty good job if you've got a repeatable and a predictable flow of tasks for them to
Only
perform.
When you compare them to other bureaucrats.
Okay, so if you give them work that I would expect a computer to be able to handle, then they do a good job.
Now you're catching into my train of thought. Most
I don't think you heard what she said.
What's that?
Did you hear what she said?
She said that there are very few things that a bureaucrat can do that a computer can't. And that's exactly where I was heading before your break, that vast swaths of the modern post-industrial economy, the information economy, are going to be automated clean out of existence between mechanical systems, robots.
Well, you better believe the bureaucrats aren't going to let their positions be automated. They got unions.
They don't have an option. They don't have an option.
Yes, they do. Hang on. If you want to continue, I'll keep going with you here, Bobby. 855-450-FREE. Because I want to know what exactly is he driving at. We still have yet to get to that because we got distracted with another point of this conversation. It's Free Talk Live. What's he want?
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. A digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them. I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medication for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yesterday, I get a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Memorial Day edition of the show. You dial toll-free. Join us right here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, can you tell me about Hope? hope.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, hope.freetalklive.com is a project that we have embarked on to help build an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. I've been keeping a very close eye. They just poured the concrete for the steps up to the second floor today, and we are, you know, we're looking to raise funds to get this orphanage built. These kids are currently sleeping in a room. I mean, it's not a big room, like 20 by 20 or something like that. There's about 40 of them. They're sleeping head to toe in the dark. There's no electricity in this room. I can hardly imagine what it's like when they have to get up and use the bathroom in the middle of the night. They probably have to step on everybody's toes to get out there. And they need a better place than this so that they can go to school and, you know, learn during the day rather than just being worried about, you know, where they're going to stay and that kind of thing. We're coming along nicely. And this project is coming along, but we've kind of run out of funds, and the Jax.io and GetCell411.com have both been kind enough to match every donation that's made through hope.freetalklive.com. So if you go there right now, anything you can make, you know, $50, $100, whatever it is, it'll be basically tripled. So 50 is 150, 100 is 300, whatever it might be, thanks to everybody who's been donating. But, you know, these materials, they do have costs, and we need to raise a bit more. It's hope.freetalklive.com, and I'm really hoping that this project it doesn't have to be a delay for more fundraising.
Let's go back to Bobby in Milwaukee. Bobby, you had complained about what you called starvation, people starving in the United States. We said we don't believe that. You know, it's not certainly not what the statistics show. Obviously, you can find people who are hungry, but there's plenty of food out there for them in the U.S. I mean, some people live just on dumpster diving alone because of all the food that gets thrown out here in the United States. It's an incredibly wealthy place. But regardless, what are you driving at? I mean, when you make that point, where were you trying to go with this whole conversation?
Inequity is the single biggest obstacle that the United States, not just the United States, but especially the United States faces, and it's going to get worse. The remark just before your break was that a computer can do most anything, at least a predictable routine task, that a person can do, and that's absolutely true.
Well, I didn't say that a person can do. My point was you're saying that people are useful, and then you also said about the same people that they can only do predictable routine tasks. That's not being useful, that's being a computer.
That's not quite what I meant, at least if that's what I said. Bureaucracies are organizations that excel at doing predictable, routine tasks.
So is a calculator.
They don't excel at it.
That's not what bureaucracy really means.
They don't excel.
They're predictably bad at it. They're predictably inefficient at it.
I've dealt with various bureaucracies through I'm about 50, so I've dealt with bureaucracies in two different states, and most of the time they do an adequate job for predictable tasks. They're not optimal because that's not what they're there for.
Most of the tasks are important, though. Like, of the bureaucracy behind the Department of Motor Vehicles doesn't make me a better driver. You know what I mean? Like, they're just there to give me a piece of plastic that has my picture
on it.
And
it takes them weeks and weeks and weeks in order to deliver frequently on the things that they are supposed to do. So they don't do their tasks in an efficient manner. Bureaucracies
are
notoriously inefficient.
I'm not sure.
Who likes the DMV?
Yeah. I have no objection with the DMVs. I dealt with them in California.
Everybody else,
there's something wrong with you, dude.
I know. I've never had problems. I spent most of the first 10 years of this millennium and century, I guess, traveling all over the country, even a few times out of the country to Asia.
So what are you driving at here?
What I'm getting at is those bureaucrats work just fine much of the time. But those tasks are automatable.
And those tasks,
the filling out a form and sending back a response, those are going to end up computerized if they're purely
digital. They really should be.
And they're going to end up roboticized if they deal with the physical world. And most of those people are going to have nothing to do for all sorts of reasons. It's not economical.
I get where you're coming from. There's going to be robots and computers taking care of many tasks.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this
question.
Something
like half of the population is not going to have an economically valuable enough They're not going to be able to do enough that people are going to pay them.
I think it's a legitimate concern. I think a lot of people have this concern about the future.
But let me ask you this. I want to get a sound moral premise started before we start talking about the practical.
Okay. My view is
two people are born. Two people are born. One's born rich. One's born poor. What claim does the poor person have on the rich person by dint of their birth? How was an obligation created for one person to support another?
You breathe. You're human. You are deserving of dignity by your very existence.
Okay,
and
fine.
You are so cruel and selfish and so mean-spirited.
It is not.
You
are not generous because you want to steal other people's money and give it to different people.
I don't care if I'm
That's
being generous or not. You're going to be decent enough to help your neighbor whether you want to or not, because we're all in this together.
I help my neighbor, but I don't want the government as an interface.
That's the problem, Bobby, is it's not decent to force your neighbors against their will to do something they don't want to do. That's not decent at all. It's decent to step up and voluntarily help your neighbor. If somebody has their house burned down or they're hungry or, you know, they're sick or whatever the problem is, they just lost their job. It's the right thing to do in a lot of circumstances to help a person out. And it's an honorable thing to do. And it is a good thing. And
it
should be held up to a high level, and people should be appreciated who give of themselves to others. But if you're doing it not on your own volition, if you're doing it because somebody has said you have to, that takes all of the decency out of that act. It takes all of the generosity out of that act, and it dehumanizes that act in a lot of ways. And that's ultimately what the government solution is that everybody should follow along with whatever the government says, or else they will have men with guns come and forcibly extract you to pay into whatever the system is. And if you don't want to go along with the men with the guns, they might just hurt you or kill you, possibly throw you into a cage. And that is a very indecent way to treat our brothers and sisters, don't you think, Bobby?
I disagree completely. 100% that if we have to count on everybody being good all the time, that everything will go along harmoniously.
So you'd rather be evil just so you can guarantee money into your system.
Well, wait, so we have to count. So
evil,
in a free society, we have to count on everybody being good all the time, but you already said that in a government, we're in charge of the government, so we would have to be good to pick the government. So either way, you're depending on people.
Right.
I don't buy your argument in the first place. Your premise that we're free is an illusion.
Nobody said that at all.
I wouldn't claim you're free.
Thanks for the call, Bobby. I appreciate the discussion.
It's people that want to demand your money for their projects that make you not free.
Right.
I just talked about hope.freetalklive.com, where you can go right now and voluntarily help build an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. I promise not to come to your house and force you to participate in this program. You also have my my promise to you that I'm getting paid nothing to do this. As a matter of fact, I'm paying in. And that I'm being as frugal as I possibly can with this money because I don't want to see a penny of it wasted. What government bureaucrat can tell you that? What politician can say that lie to your face?
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. Live. You dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to save big time on your purchases over at Amazon, just go to saveitpurse.com. You can load up your Amazon shopping wish list with the stuff that you want, and maybe you want to get 20% off. It's pretty easy to do. And we were talking about things that sounded too good to be true. This is definitely one of those things that sounds too good to be true, but we have the experience to know that it is real. And it is not a Ponzi scheme.
Well, and they're not guaranteeing you 20% off every 90 days. So it's more of a realistic promise.
Yeah, you. What you're doing is you have to have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin in order to make this happen. If you've just got dollars, sorry, you can't use saveitpurse.com. You can go and sign up for an account. You just won't be able to use it. So once you get cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, then you can use saveitpurse.com to save 10, 20, 15, 25%. You choose. The higher the discount, the longer it might take to get your sale fulfilled. But basically what you're doing is you're selling your Bitcoin to somebody who's willing to pay that premium for it because for whatever reason. You know, they don't have an easy way to get Bitcoin. This is their best way to do it. Who knows what their reasons are for doing it. But somebody's willing to pay 20% on top of the regular price of Bitcoin. And that's why you get these incredible discounts on the products. Just go to saveatpurse.com as we go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark.
Yes, you know, about a week ago, I was on the bus and I saw like two little kids, one 7-year-old girl and a dad. But I just noticed that there was dried up blood on the bottom of her nose and all over her nose. I was like, what is that, you know?
Could be a nosebleed.
It's some kind of a nosebleed, and she was coughing.
Mm.
And I noticed that the dad had a cigarette stuck in his ears, and he reeked of smoke.
Mm.
And, you know, it's obvious that it was he was smoking around his children, and she was coughing. So I actually told him, I said, did you know they threw the smokers out of the Santa Fe Plaza? You know, I was just kind of hinting, and I was about to, you know, tell the kids, can you ask your dad to quit smoking? But you know what? I could get sacked or something. You know what I mean? I don't know what he might do. He might get really mad. And
yeah, I mean,
okay,
it is pretty much none of your business.
Wait, so you're afraid of what this guy's going to do to you. But so now you're going to interfere with what he's doing to his child so that, and then walk away so that he can go off and be mad at the kid and we can have to worry about what he does to the kid. But you're afraid that he's going to be violent.
Well, I don't know if he's going to get violent towards me. You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
might, but violence is a concern that you had. And so you interfered and then ran away.
Well, I just brought up they threw the smokers out, but that I didn't want to go anymore. I was going to, the next step was, can you ask your dad to quit smoking? But, you know, he might get really upset.
So she stopped at the point at which she felt she was the safest to interfere in their business.
Right, and the kids heard it. The kids are kind of looking at like, yeah, I wish they give you a look. Both of them was like, I wish you would quit, you know.
Well, what did this guy say to you? Did he acknowledge what you'd even said, or did he ignore you?
Well, I was just lucky that he didn't check me, and he didn't, I mean, cuff me out or something like that. You know, he just kind of—I don't know if he heard me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, for little kids, smoke is like for adults smoking cocaine. You know, when you snort cocaine, it makes your nose bleed. It busts out your nasal.
It could do that. Yeah.
Well, I've never
heard it. But
why
all right.
Else would it have a? Why would this little 7-year-old girl have nose smeared up all over her nose?
Sticking her finger in her nose.
She could have a medical condition that causes nosebleeds.
I mean, you know. Kids get bloody noses for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, for sure. Sarah, you know, when you get into people's business like that, you know, you already realize that this person may decide to come at you for making these comments. So maybe it would behoove you to leave people alone in the future. I mean, even though they may be doing something that you disagree with, is it really any of your business? You don't even know these people.
Do you know that he even smokes in front of the kids? Maybe he doesn't. A lot of people do that.
Well, the thing is, I was in the bus. There was no smoking, but he reeked. I could just imagine what he was doing at home. So, you know,
she can imagine.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know what? Actually, on APS, the Albuquerque Public School, it's for no smoking at all, not even in the parking lot or around kids. But what good is it when you send the kids home and their parents kill them at home and they're in their cars? You know, that's what the... That's a
so you
way.
Would like to stop parents from smoking at home, wouldn't you? You'd like to pass some sort of law that makes it illegal to smoke inside someone's home if they have kids?
Well, of course. Of course.
Now, what should the punishment be? What should the punishment be for a parent?
Somebody's going to do it, so you're going to have a punishment. A law with no punishment has no teeth.
Right, so what should the punishment be?
Well, you know something? I think they need to go and, like, be instructed that these hurt the children.
Re-education camps? Okay. Now, are we talking about taking the parent out of the home for the instruction and putting them in, like, a camp?
Right. Is this just a day class, or are they allowed to come home at night and sleep with their family, or do they have to go away
for a period of time?
It?
Yeah.
I don't know if anything like day class will work, but I think there should be...
I don't think any of it will work.
Look, how many days?
How many people do you think go into county jail and are without cigarettes for weeks and months?
Or years.
And then get out, and the first thing they do is get out and suck on a delicious cigarette.
Ew. No,
gross. Okay,
that's
so
what they,
I,
do.
I
that's what
that,
they do.
I think that the kids here kind of have three options, and maybe there's more I'm not seeing. I would like anybody to point out any I'm missing. I think that there's three options for the kids. A, they lose their parents temporarily, maybe. B, they're around cigarette smoke. Or C, they're around a parent withdrawing from nicotine. Which one of those situations, if you had to pick between the three, do you think is best for the kid?
Oh, I don't know, maybe like a withdrawal, if they're on a
I'd say being around a withdrawing parent. I mean, if a parent's actually trying to quit smoking, then getting through a few weeks of testing parents, no big deal.
We're talking about somebody who's trying to quit smoking. We're talking about someone who's having the state take, you know, tell them they can't smoke. So you think that an angry, potentially violent person is better than cigarette smoke?
But well, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that they need to be instructed and be encouraged like a social, that somebody should go in and inspect the home and maybe, ask the kid if they're smoking and be taught or something. I don't know.
Smoking inspectors. All right. So let me just see if I'm following you here. So you're saying that there should be anybody who is suspected of smoking in their home with children should have a smoking inspector from the city of Albuquerque, should come in there and should poke around. Maybe they'll find an ashtray or a butt or a pack of cigarettes.
Which still wouldn't prove that they're smoking with the kids there.
True. But they'll find some sort of circumstantial evidence of smoking having been going on. And so then they will then tell that person that they now need to go to a day camp. And now how many days will they have to go into the camp for, Sarah, do you think?
Maybe a day or something. Or
just one day.
Something that is harmful for the kids, you know, for
okay.
the starters.
And some jobs aren't going to put up with that, so now you have an unemployed parent.
So, okay, but let's just say they get through it. They go to the day camp. They pass the class. Then I presume you're going to send that person back in to check on them again, right? Because, you know, they might have been BS in the day camp. So how many more times does the busybody bureaucrat come in and inspect the home after that?
Well, I don't know the exact detail. But
are they surprise inspections? Do they just kind of show up and, you know, knock on the door?
But that's not my point. My point.
But that's
is
what we need to understand.
So you don't know what it is, but you want to do it.
But that's the thing, Sarah. If you've got the idea, then we need to flesh this out. We need to see how it's going to work.
Well, I want to hear about the government program that works, because that's what I really want to hear. There's so many of them out there that have been abject failures throughout time that if we're going to turn this over to the government, like, we need to hear about this plan that's going to work. Because it sticks.
So in the meanwhile, all the kids are going to have their ear infections, ear drums busted out.
You know what? Better than having their parents taken away and put in prison over cigarettes. Because they'll damn sure do that over marijuana. They'll do it over cocaine. They'll do it over heroin.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Well, Mr. May, enough time for you if you dial in right now. Here on the live Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can also join us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM, and anytime toll free, 855-450-FREE. You know, we were talking about helping the poor earlier tonight. Our caller earlier in this hour wanted to use the government and the government force in order to redistribute wealth, presumably, to those supposedly in need, as to be determined by government bureaucrats, which he says eventually will have to be determined by robots and computers. But ultimately, what happens when the government forces wealth redistribution on people? Well, all kinds of unintended consequences. He was saying that people are starving right now in the United States. But I bet if we looked at the average poor person's weight in the United States, we'd find that they're doing just fine. Whereas in Venezuela, in the last year, the average person, not just, you know, the poor, which, of course, most of Venezuela is probably considered poor now, but the average person, I believe, lost 19 pounds in the last year in Venezuela. That's because they're really having a tough time. Yeah, over there. Now, here's a story that relates. Caracas, headline from the Miami Herald's Cody Weddle and Jim Weiss. When Venezuela launched a program in 2011 to extend retirement benefits to all seniors, whether they had paid into the pension system or not, it was praised throughout the region for its generosity. The late Hugo Chavez, the president then, hailed the initiative called the, quote, Mission of Greater Love, unquote, as one of the greatest victories of his 21st century socialism. 6 years later, however, few seniors seem to be feeling that love, as skyrocketing inflation, failing hospitals, and the lack of even basic medicine have made them critically vulnerable amid a continuing crisis. Luis Cano, a 68-year-old advocate for Venezuela's retirees, says it's not uncommon to see seniors picking through the garbage for food or pleading for money to buy medicine, which is, of course, what we're told will happen if we get the government out of wealth redistribution. We get the government out of helping people. We're told that people are old people are going to die in the streets. That's the big scare story about libertarianism. But it's actually what's happening under socialism.
Which is kind of weird, because that's kind of like the least sympathetic demographic. Just because, I mean, like with kids, it kind of makes a little bit more sense. Like, oh, these people did nothing wrong. They can't, they're not allowed to get a job.
Life.
But it's like you had 50, 60, however many years it was to save up money. Like,
for this very foreseeable instance called retirement.
Yeah.
We want to die of old age, said Cano. He said, instead, we're dying as beggars and from hunger, unquote. Venezuela is in the midst of national protests that have left more than 40 dead on both sides of the political divide. Since April 1st, demonstrators have been demanding new elections, the firing of judges, and the delivery of humanitarian aid. As President Nicolas Maduro has dug in, the nation's youth have been on the front lines in deadly street battles with police, but seniors are increasingly joining the fray. Pio Jimenez, a 85-year-old public accountant, says he's been at every demonstration in Caracas since the beginning of April, walking with other seniors in the March of Los Viejitos, Earlier this month, Jimenez says he's forced to work because despite the laws, he's been denied a pension. He believes it's being withheld because he works for an opposition mayor. Even though he makes seven times more than a basic pension, it isn't enough to support his family. He says it's hard for us to eat three times a day. I have more than enough reasons to protest this government. And so there you have one of the myriad of seniors that was promised this money from the government that he's not getting because he opposes the current government.
Mm.
It's a politically unpopular position, so they're cutting him off. Venezuela is oil-rich but poor in everything else, and it imports about 90% of all of its products. Amid weak crude prices, rampant corruption, and general mismanagement, even basic goods are hard to come by. Aspirin, diabetes medication, and antibiotics, all critical to seniors, are often impossible to find. Nora Caraballo, age 67, says she was hospitalized twice in March for treatable hypertension. She said, quote, that month I couldn't find any of my medicine, and it looked grim. I'm terrified of dying, she says. Isabel Contreras, age 74, said she hasn't taken her diabetes medicine in 4 months because she also hasn't been able to find it. She also has an untreated urinary tract infection now for 3 months due to lack of medicine. She says it's not just our health. The crisis is also hitting our stomach. She said that if it wasn't for the help of her three daughters, she wouldn't be able to make it. Quote, we eat very little. It's not like before, because now we struggle to find food.
Unquote. Rationing food.
In March, Venezuela's pharmaceutical association, CIFAR, which represents more than 5,000 pharmacies and drug makers, said suppliers abroad had cut them off because the government had not provided the dollars needed to pay more than $676 million worth of debt. Other pharmaceutical organizations say 85% of all medicine is either unavailable or in short supply. So these pharmacies have all this debt that they've racked up, and now finally the suppliers have said, look, we got to get paid, or we can't keep bringing these drugs in there.
Sure.
But where's the money going to come from to pay for it? The government can't print out bolivars because they're not going to take the bolivar. Might as well just give them toilet paper at that point. So where does the money come from? They can't exchange bolivars into U.S. dollars. That's illegal.
Right.
In Venezuela.
This system, whatever, this economic system, whatever you want to call it, socialism is the terminology that comes to mind for me. This is what it results in ultimately, is absolute economic collapse, because the marketplace is set aside, and the government tries to decide what things are worth, and they're just bad at it. Humans can't do that.
Some senators in the U.S. did introduce legislation that would provide $10 million for medicine and nutritional supplements for Venezuela, but the administration in Caracas has been blocking other humanitarian aid, so it's unclear if or how those goods could be delivered. Last month, Maduro announced a 60% increase in pensions to 85,000 bolivars per month, or about 117 at the official rate, which really turns into about $11 at the black market rate that most Venezuelans have access to. But the raise was quickly undermined by an equivalent spike in prices, said Cano, who runs an advocacy group for pensioners and retirees known by its initials, the UFAJUP. Huh, surprise, surprise, when the government inflates the money supply, and, you know, in this case, paying the pensioners 60% more. They also raised the minimum wage. We didn't talk about that, but that was one of the headlines recently that we didn't get to cover.
The minimum wage is raised in Venezuela.
They raised the minimum wage 60%.
For 15,000
bolivars, yeah. Can you pull up dollar today, Mark, while I'm looking at this here, just to get our current bolivar, the black market rate, the real rate of exchange between the so-called Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar, and the U.S. dollar. It'll be a big number, probably with a 4 in front of it. If it was 4,000.
I don't know how to spell dollar.
D-O-L-A-R, dude.
Okay.
Anyway, Cano said a family needs at least 1 million bolivars a month to put food on the table. On Wednesday, for example, Cano said he spent more than a third of his pension on just two items, a kilo of cheese for 10,000 bolivars and some blood pressure medication for 22,500 bolivars. He said life is unaffordable. There are old people who are dying of hunger and hypertension because they can't afford things. I know it sounds like a movie, but that's the reality. But at least pensioners living in Venezuela are getting some government money. An estimated 18,000 Venezuelan seniors living abroad, including South Florida, haven't received their pensions for more than 18 months, according to Cano's organization. Maduro blames the financial squeeze on an economic war being waged by the opposition and shadowy foreign forces. Earlier this year, Maduro extended an economic emergency decree for the seventh time, giving him sweeping powers over the economy. Did you find that number?
Yeah, I think it's 6,000.
6,000 now?
7,987.
Wow, that is a, as far as I'm concerned, a record. As far as from what we've been seeing over at Dollar today.
I'm not familiar with this website, but that's what I think I see.
Okay. Well, I can pull it up here, and we'll just double-check your numbers here. Yep, 6,079 dollars, 6,079 bolivars per U.S. dollar. And remember, that's compared to the official exchange rate of 10 to 1. So the real exchange rate is 600 times what the official exchange rate is.
Yeah, well, you know, what a surprise. You put the government in charge of the economy, they're going to tell you lies there, too.
Cano and others said the only way for the country to emerge from the crisis is for Maduro to step aside, not take more control. For the last four decades, Raul Amil, age 70, has become something of a local hero for dressing up as Santa Claus during Christmas and handing out gifts. Now he says it's the seniors who need help. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.